They set off down the street before turning into a back alley. This was a shortcut to the taxi rank everyone used. As they emerged onto the quiet street, they turned towards the rank, holding hands and enjoying their time together.
"It's been a lovely night. Thank you, love,"
Marcy said.
"Made all the better for the beautiful company of my wife,"
he replied with a cheeky wink.
"Who I am looking forward to getting home."
Marcy felt herself blush as her stomach filled with butterflies. She too was looking forward to getting home.
"What's this then, lads? Two lovebirds readying for some action?"
A voice called from behind them. Marcy turned to see a chunky boy, probably 18, eyeing Marcy predatorily. Behind him, two of his friends, who were smaller but around the same age, walked with a cocky arrogance youth and alcohol gave them.
"Lovely bird you have there, mate."
"She's a beauty, Gaz,"
the smallest of the three shouted. He was a thin, spotty boy with blonde hair, which was long on one side and shaved on the other. His friend Gaz, who was almost as tall as Seth, with spiked black hair and a nose piercing, grinned at him.
"You're right, Steve. What do you think, Smitty?"
he asked the other, who was staring at her creepily with his small brown eyes from behind his greasy black hair. Smitty shook his head slightly. Clearly his intention was for something else.
"Pretty little thing you have there, mate,"
Gaz said to Seth.
"Feel like sharing her, do you?"
Marcy tucked into Seth, who placed a protective arm around her. She could feel the muscles in his side and arm tense, letting her know he was ready to fight if needed. The streetlights filled the road with an orange glow, not enough light to see clearly, but it enabled people to navigate the street without stumbling over any unseen objects. She placed a hand on her husband's chest.
"Let's just go, Seth,"
she said, trying to sound confident and not at all concerned by these three louts.
"Don't go yet, darling. We've had a rubbish night and need something to reward us, if you know what I mean."
Smitty and Stee both sniggered as they closed the distance between them. Now she was getting scared. Seth was big, but there were three of them. As she considered Seth's chances, Gaz pulled a knife from his belt.
"There are two ways this can go, mate,"
he said to Seth.
"We get our way and you watch quietly, or I cut you and she watches you die as we take her anyway."
Marcy looked around for help, perhaps some passers-by, but there was no one within shouting distance. She knew full well that the chances of people stumbling on them were remote, as the clubs didn't start letting people out for another hour. They had left early to avoid the rush and provide them with a quick journey home so they could enjoy their time together alone. Until then, Seth had just been watching them. Marcy wondered what he was thinking.
"There's a third option and possibly a fourth,"
Seth said confidently.
"Option three is you and your little friends turn around and go back the way you came. We'll be on our way, no harm done."
She watched as Seth made eye contact with each of them.
"Fourth option? Well, let's just say if I were you, option three is a no-brainer."
Again, he looked at each of them, but lingered on Gaz.
"No one lays a finger on my woman, understand?"